What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hey there, welcome back to News Bites. I'm Paz Bueno.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
In today's news, climate change raises risk of forest fires in Taiwan.
And EU farmers' frustrations grow.
And in today's tasty tidbit, let's talk about made-up words.
Stay tuned for more on those stories, coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
气候变迁增加台湾森林大火的几率。Climate change raises risk of forest fires in Taiwan.
Taiwan has magnificent forests and mountains. Around 60% of the island is covered by forests. That is over 2 million hectares, 公顷, around 20,000 square kilometers.
With so many forests covering the island,It also increases the risk of forest fires. Although Taiwan is surrounded by the ocean, there is still a dry season. It starts from November to April of the following year.
Due to the change of the global climate, experts are predicting it will lead to a greater chance of forest fires. Researchers from National Zhongxing University,中兴大学 and Utah State University, 犹他州立大学 conducted a study. They predicted that the weather conditions of Taiwan will change in the future.
The team found out that Taiwan's temperature and wind speed are increasing. This will reduce humidity, 湿度, and cause organic matter in the soil to dry out.All these would lead to a longer dry season and increase the risk of wildfires.
Drier leaves and wood are easier to ignite, 点燃, and it will spread really fast. More fire prevention belts, 防火林带, should be constructed in high-risk areas. With all this information, Taiwan can develop better strategies to diminish, 减少, the impact of wildfires.
According to the Forestry and Nature Conservation Agency, 农业部林业及自然保育署, 90% of forest fires are due to human factors. For example, it happens a lot during tomb sweeping season. Many cemeteries, 公墓, are in the mountains or near a forest.
One of the traditions is to burn paper money for the ancestors.If precautions are not taken, a sudden gust of wind can blow the burning papers into the trees.
Other factors include camping, burning trash, discarding a burning cigarette butt, and many more. All these incidents can be avoided. 为了保护台湾美丽的森林，我们必须遵守规定，降低野火的风险。
Going global.
欧盟农夫集体抗议复杂的规定。EU farmers' frustrations grow.
Earlier in February, tens of thousands of farmers were protesting, 抗议, all over Europe. They demanded protection against cheap imports and looser, 宽松的, environmental rules. Among the demands, there is one that stands out.More respect for farmers.
Over the years, countries around the world have been working hard to be eco-friendly. The European Union have imposed 实施 strict regulations to various industries, including farming. On the surface, that might seem like a good thing.
However, according to the farmers, it's really annoying. They have to follow the rules and regulations.Up to the slightest detail.
For example, Dochi, a Belgian farmer, said they have to register all artificial fertilizer, 人造肥料, online within 7 days of purchase. Then they have to register exactly how it is spread on every single plot of land. 在每块土地上如何施肥?
They have to register how many kilos, and how it is distributed. If there is a slight error, the farmers would be fined.
There are also bureaucratic, 官僚的, deadlines imposed on the farmers. For example, certain crops have to be sown 播种, by September 1st. Even if the weather is not suitable for sowing, the farmers still have to comply, 遵守, or they would be placed with a fine.
On Dutchie's computer, there is a government farming program. He has to register all the statistics 数据, on his farm, fertilizer, pesticides 农药, production, and harvesting. They also supervise us with satellite images and even with drones, he said.
Similar stories come up at all the farmers' protests all around Europe. The farmers understand the need for environmental rules. Dutchie says that farmers live by nature, but you can't control nature.
It looks like there are going to be countless negotiations ahead.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, climate change is raising the risk of forest fires in Taiwan. The weather is going to be drier in the future. This increases the risk of trees and leaves catching fire.
And EU farmers are growing more and more frustrated with all the new regulations. They have to follow the rules up to every slightest detail. They are demanding change from the authorities.
There are many made-up words in English. Roald Dahl, who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, made up more than 500 new words and names.
Think about Oompa Loompas and Scrumdiddlyumptious. They came from his imagination.
In 2016, the Oxford University Press even made a special dictionary with almost 8,000 words that Dahl liked to use, mixing real and made-up ones.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites at icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.